Walt Whitman's Brain Dropped on Laboratory Floor by Thomas Lux. At his request, after death, his brain removed for science, phrenology, to study, and, as the mortuary assistant carried it, I suppose in a jar, but I hope cupped in his hands, across the lab's stone floor, he dropped it. You could ask a forensic pathologist what that might look like. He wheeled his brain, as I said, for study. Its bumps and grooves analyzed, allowing a deeper grasp of human nature, potential, so phrenology believed, and this kind of intense look, as opposed to mere fingering of the skull's outer ridges, valleys, would afford particular insight. So Walt believed. He had already scored high, between 6 and 7 for ego, and, as if we couldn't guess from his verses, he scored high again. A 6 and a 7 out of 7, the highest possible, in amativeness, sexual love, and adhesiveness, friendship, brotherly love, when before his death his head was red. He earned only 5 for poetic faculties, but that 5, pulled and pushed by his other numbers, allowed our father of poesy to lay down some words in the proper order on the page. That our nation does not care, does not matter much. That his modest federal job was taken from him, and thus his pension does not matter at all, and that his brain was dropped and shattered, the cosmos on the floor matters even less.